It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter, intern Bryce.
Howdy, howdy.
Alright, well, it's Friday, so
here we go.
We're going to do one of my favorites. Five facts, five opinions for a Friday. We just read five random facts, and we give you five random opinions on it. We see where it goes. And we do this because it's tough thinking of topics, and this is an easy one to do.
Great.
So let's get it going. First fact, there is a phenomenon called latchkey incontinence, which describes the feeling when you feel like you have to pee worse and worse the closer you get to a toilet.
Yeah, everybody get that?
Absolutely true.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think because you're like, all right, I'm almost there. So your body starts to relax a little bit.
I could pee in a toilet, turn the shower on, and get in the shower and have to pee again because of the shower.
Yeah, yeah, that nice warm water. Yeah, you want a fun prank to pull on someone? One of your sleeping buddies get a bowl of warm water and put their hand in it.
That really work?
Yeah,
pee their pants. Oh yeah,
that really work.
Classic.
When so classic. I didn't get to do marching band in high school. You know, I didn't because of football, but I did normal band. But we had an opportunity to do the parade. And so I was carrying the U.S. flag in the parade in Detroit for the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pee so bad, even from the start of it. And it got into a point where we're walking back to the buses that, like, my balls started to hurt how bad I had to pee.
Wow.
And there's a really nice Hilton hotel, and I'm like, I'm sprinting, and it's getting worse and worse and worse until I finally got there. It was terrible.
Mm. Did you pee your pants?
No.
I did.
A lot of weird stuff happens whenever I'm in a band uniform. I did shit myself in Normandy, France in 2014 when I left the hotel.
So. Everybody's been through that.
Everyone's done that.
Yeah, as a grown man, I've pooped my pants more than I like to. Yeah. Just happens. You can't trust a fart after 30,
no.
Man.
Yeah, I nearly pooped on my wife once.
Yeah. He straight up pooped in bed.
Soiled.
And then left it to go get something to clean it up, but instead of waking up his lovely wife who was laying next to him. All right. Let me see who this is. Hello?
This is what happens.
Hi, is Brock there?
This is Brock.
Hi, this is Aiken on behalf of the Veterans Alliance of America back. I'm sure you're aware of Nation's Veterans Appeal.
The amount of spam phone calls I get is insane. And they know my name, too. It's ridiculous. I don't mess with those ones, just in case.
Hi, it's Brock there. Brock from the radio.
Yeah. Brock, who lives at this address. Right. Oh, my God. Whoa. He knows where I'm at. Anyway, like we
Big
were saying,
brother.
Hunter poo-pooed in his bed. And then instead of waking up his wife to say, hey, get out of the way because I poo-pooed in the bed, he left her there.
I had to shower, man. I was dosed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then she could have rolled over in the poo-poo, which would have made the story a million times better. I don't think you'd be married. I don't think you'd be married at this point if you let your wife roll in some duty.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, and that's, it wasn't and the like, kind you want to roll in.
And, like, grown an adult dookie, too.
Yeah, like, yeah, not it's like, not like a little cute toddler dookie.
Yeah.
No, it's a big old turd.
Cute toddler.
Yeah.
Is there really a dookie that's cute?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. When I was two, apparently, like, my parents tell me this because I don't remember. I was, like, two, getting ready to go take a bath, right? And I just dropped a log in the living room.
There you go. Yeah. You got to go.
And they were like, man, well, that was a whole man's
ass. Kids are crazy because you always say, God, the kids, I don't know how he poops that big. Well, kids, their digestive tract isn't ruined like ours. Like, all the years of crappy food and everything. So kids just rip them out, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish I could poop like I did back
Projectile.
When I was a kid. Dude.
Myself out.
There's nothing better than a nice, fibery, you know, like makes the butthole hurt because you're like, oh, I cleared everything out. There's nothing. You feel light on your toes.
Oh, yeah.
It's great, man.
Or the one where it just kind of glides out. It's not liquidy, but, you know, it's
the old ghost poop.
Yeah.
Or you got that one that's it's been there for a while and it serves as kind of a plug. And then that plug comes out and then just
everything behind it.
Right behind it.
See ya.
It's great. So there you go. So yeah, latchkey incontinence. It's a real thing. Fact number two, more battles during the Revolutionary War were fought in New Jersey than any other colony.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm trying to get independence here. Come on.
That wasn't terrible.
So
it
many,
was, it wasn't
so
terrible.
Many gentlemen from the colonies.
Yeah, did they have the what was it? The Jim Tan Laundry, Jim Tan Revolution.
Got,
that's
oh,
what
yeah.
it was. yeah. How does New Jersey go from being like one of the founding areas to Jersey Shore now?
Right.
New Jersey sucks, dude.
Man,
it's terrible.
Yeah. Let's take that show to one of the other original 13.
Yeah. yeah. Not New Jersey. New Jersey used to be
Pennsylvania.
Used to be so great. So great.
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Hey, come on. Okay.
You got another one?
I'm done. No more.
I don't know nearly enough about the Revolutionary War as I should. I feel like I should know more about it.
Yeah.
I know we did it to fight for our independence, to become our very own country. We didn't want to pay the queen and king and all that crap. That's basically where I'm at. And George Washington rode across the Delaware River to surprise the British troops.
Well, they were Hessian German dudes, but
they were German dudes.
Yeah. So, like, what happened? Like, Germany wasn't a country back then. They were a bunch of principalities and countries and shit.
Yeah.
And the King of England was like, "I don't want to send my guys over there. I'll give you some money if you go send your German guys to go fight the Americans."
So these German guys,
why not?
Dude.
And even the German people were like, "Well, I have no real thing anchoring me to this conflict. When this is over, I'm going to stay here."
Yeah, hell yeah.
And that's how we got our first wave of German immigrants. They were Hessian soldiers.
Look at you, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yeah,
you're this in school.
Nice. I'm a history minor.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. All right. I thought it was just all Brits, all redcoats and Brits and everything like that.
And then the Spanish and the French were like, hey.
Didn't the French help us?
Yeah. We were like, hey, can you help us with the whole British, with our getting our independence? And they're like, I guess so.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're fighting the British. And they said, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let us come over.
And then they came and helped us. Mm-hmm. And then they turned into a bunch of gun-dropping sissies over there in France.
They just really liked to fight back then, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's all you had to do.
France was like this, I don't know if you've ever seen that meme of like the nice dog and then the angry wolf. The angry wolf was like France during World War One.
Yeah.
They were some brutal mo-effers.
Yeah.
And then
World War II, they're like, well, sorry, we forgot how to military.
Yeah. Pussies.
Dang.
French pussies. There you go. All right, cool. Thanks for the lesson.
Hey,
there.
You know why the French have rear view mirrors in their tanks, right?
Yeah.
so they can see the battlefield.
This guy knows everything. I know. He knows a lot for an intern. I'm surprised. fact number three, only 3,715 copies of Moby Dick were sold between when it was published in 1851 and when author Herman Melville died 40 years later. Tens of millions of copies have been sold since. Have you ever read Moby Dick?
I know.
About the big white whale?
I know about it, but I
know about it. But
yeah, I've never actually read it. So it's Moby Dick fighting a big white whale.
You know, I guarantee if you wait long enough, one of those books will show up on Pawn Stars.
You think so? One of the original ones? I'm surprised it hasn't. I've never read. It wasn't a required reading in high school or college.
Yeah.
So maybe I should. It's about fishing. Maybe I should read it.
Wait, so Moby Dick, wait, refresh me again.
It's the guy who takes on the big white whale.
Right.
Like the gigantic white whale.
I always get him and Jonah mixed up.
Jonah's from the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
Jonah gets swallowed
by the whale, and then he lives inside the whale's.
Moby Dick is just the dude who slays a whale.
Yeah.
Moby Dick is the. No, Moby whale Dick's the name of the whale. yeah. Right? Yeah, the book Sailor Ishmael.
Ishmael.
Oh, okay. Ishmael.
Ishmael.
Yeah. Moby Dick. It's a giant white sperm whale. and it he's taking revenge because the whale bit off Ahab's leg at the knee.
Are you going to get it back? It's digested, bro.
Yeah, the work's genre classifications range from late romantic to early symbolist. Moby Dick was published to mixed reviews, was a commercial failure, and was out of print at the time of the author's death. Damn, dude.
Dang.
Bummer, man, not to see your own success. That the opening sentence, "Call me Ishmael," is among world's literature's most famous. Maybe I should read that.
Indubitably.
How many pages is it? that does play part in...
It does.
And how many... if I read the book or not.
Big letters, 200 pages.
Do you guys have a favorite book?
Oh, dang. I read a really nice book about, like, British expeditionary exploratory stuff to the Antarctic, mm-hmm. and it's like pretty intense.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's another. They made a Netflix movie out of it too about the British trying to find the Western Pass over in the North Pole.
And did they find it?
Yes, but they all died.
Oh, cool.
So
that worked out.
Yep.
What about you, Hunter?
Yeah. Camp Zombie.
Camp Zombie?
Yeah, it's a Goosebump book. It was pretty good. Pretty good, dude.
When's the last book you actually read?
You couldn't. Actually, you know what? To be honest with you.
Did you even finish Camp Zombie?
No, I don't think I did.
No.
To be honest with you, before this, probably, I don't know. I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you. But just recently, last week, I picked up a book that's, you're going to laugh, The Perfect Golf Swing by some pro.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a full book. It's big letters.
Yeah.
Double spaced. So I'm giving it a chance. But yeah. It's pretty interesting. It's about a pro, and he just basically tells you like how he became a pro and like everything he went through to become one and like how he perfected his swing. And
you gotta find stuff that you're interested in.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Would probably like you should like check out autobiography. I can really read autobiographies. I can get through those. Or if the book is really interesting, World War Z. Dude, I read that book over my honeymoon. Yeah. Like, I couldn't put it down. Except when I was banging my wife on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't put that book down. Certain books, I will just rip through. Right now, I'm reading, like, three different books. There are a bunch of fly fishing books and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I pick and choose, and they're good stuff. But, yeah, there's certain books that I will just hammer through. Like, I just can't put it down. World War Z was the last book that really did that for me. And then now, just kind of finding time. But I also find myself going back to books that I read when I was younger, like Where the Red Fern Grows. I've read that like three times, four times. There was a book called Fallen Angels, which was about Vietnam War.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is. It's younger kids. Like, it's
I
not.
Remember that book.
It's an easier reading book, but I still enjoy the story.
I remember
you know,
the
like,
cover to that book.
Yeah, it was the old picture. The old, It was about Vietnam, and that was part of middle school. So it's not like it's a hard reading book, but I think I like that because you can just kind of sit and you're not overthinking. There's not huge ass words. You're like, well, what the fuck does that
mean?
Yeah, so. No what about
understand.
Have you ever had a book that was turned into a movie that you really enjoyed?
Oh man,
I think they made Moby Dick into a movie at some point.
There are a bunch of those.
Of Mice and Men, I thought did a really good job
from
the book to the movie. But the movie had Gary Sinise and John Malkovich for God's sakes! Like it was a really good cast,
it was like
so
star crew.
Yeah,
To Kill a Mockingbird. That
never
that,
read it, never seen it.
The book is pretty. I don't know. I think once you connect the book to the movie, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
It's really impactful, really hits hard.
Yeah.
Man.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's excellent acting for the era and, you know,
not bad.
A pretty good message for the era, too. But.
I should say, actually, too, one was really good was Romeo and Juliet, because in high school they showed the 70s version and had the girls' boobs in there, and we all lost our friggin' minds.
You've seen the one with Leonardo DiCaprio? Where
that's
like
actually,
modern
dude,
times,
that's really good. That one is fantastic.
Surreal.
Yeah. Hunter, what about you? The Goosebumps?
Yeah, actually,
with,
do it.
With
yeah,
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Honestly, the movie wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't.
It's funny. I
forgot
that they made a movie.
They made two of them. They got the second one out now. I haven't watched the second one. It's on Netflix. Anyway.
All right,
let's do fact number four. Fact number four. The state of Georgia has almost twice the area as the country of Georgia and almost three times the population.
Oh, man.
That's kind of boring.
You know, Joseph Stalin.
Yeah,
who's
writing
Georgia.
These facts? For God's sake.
These are just the ones on here. I know, these ones kind of suck today. I always think it's crazy how big Texas is when you look at, like, European countries that can fit into Texas. It's God, Texas is huge.
Texas is bigger than I imagine.
Yeah.
I've never been to Texas, but...
Like, Michigan is bigger than the British Isles.
Doesn't it have more coastline than, like... God, what is it? Like, amount of coastline in Michigan is insane.
It's
insane.
Fact like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
You know, Texas is so big, you can do whatever the fuck you want in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. Even today.
Yeah, it's nuts.
No,
I can't remember what, it was like some documentary or something about Texas, and like, if you get outside of a certain area in Texas, it's like, no holds barred. They're towns with no cops.
Yeah.
They're towns that are just run by like one dude.
It's the Wild West, man.
You know, it really is. Like, you get outside of certain towns in Texas, it's like you're going back to the 60s.
I think what's crazy is we were on this kind of this big, Wild West kick, and we were watching this Outlaw miniseries, and it talked about Wild West figures. So you had Wild Bill, you had Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, God, Jesse James, and they broke down all these different ones, but it talked about, you know, like, oh, they, you know, moving to Texas, but then basically after Texas, it was like just, it was just pure anarchy.
Yeah.
Shooting people in the streets, there was no, but this was also kind of the turning point when the outlaws were like, they were trying to wipe them out, mm-hmm. and trying to get stop the train robbers and the Pinkertons,
yeah.
you know, the Pinkerton, yeah, dude, yeah. it's so interesting, it's like, first of all, how did people even get caught? Like, there was no, like...
You just didn't.
It just, mm-hmm. But people did, though. Like, what's crazy is the Pinkertons made their name on finding these outlaws. I'm like, how do you find people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they could just go anywhere. It's not like we had surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
You had sketch artists that hopefully did a good enough job. But it's not like DNA was a thing back then,
yeah.
too.
You don't want to think it was.
These outlaws are not going to stop for a photograph.
No.
That took 6 minutes to take yeah. one.
That was, like, the only thing they did. They didn't have anything else to kind of like occupy their mind. I mean, that was their job.
Yeah.
That's what you did every single day. You woke up and that's what you did.
But it actually was pretty impressive what these guys were able to do with the time and the technology.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, just...
Well, there are still some parts of the country. Like, if you think, like, I like guns and history. So, like, you're thinking about a time where in some parts of the country, you still have outlaws. You still have people finally, you know... pursuing these warrants and shit, mm-hmm. and
yeah,
this judge says this man needs to be dead or alive.
Yeah.
While like the fucking 1911 was a popular handgun.
Yeah,
and like,
yep.
and you think about that, and like, that was, it's crazy
weird.
To connect these parts of history and
it's
say,
weird.
Oh yeah, this part of the country was absolutely lawless.
Well, and you think about, mm-hmm. I always like the first major escape that Billy the Kid made at the house of, I can't think of it. Anyway, they bring in the army, help from the army. They got a Gatling gun
mm-hmm.
for this gang. And yeah. it's like, what?
Hello? Yeah.
What? And he got away.
That's a very interesting.
He literally just like, he's like, this is it. I'm running out of this house. And he didn't get hit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Very interesting guy to look up.
Yeah.
Billy,
they're all
those.
Fired.
Yeah, man. Exactly. You got away. You couldn't hit anything.
What?
Are you stormtroopers? Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
All right. Lastly, I love how we got to Georgia that we ended up talking about Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Final fact. Fact number 5. Sriracha. Sriracha sauce is named after the city in Thailand called Sriracha, which is where it was probably first used. So we don't know for sure. Mm. Do you like sriracha?
Oh yeah,
I love. Mm. What I like doing is sriracha ketchup.
Oh yeah.
Well, they have it pre-made now.
I just mix it myself. It's cheaper than buying. Mm. You just buy your cheap ketchup. You buy your sriracha. It's cheaper than buying the sriracha ketchup. And I'll up it up a notch. Up it up a notch. Sriracha, mayo, and ketchup.
Ooh.
Skip.
Uh-oh. All right. All
it right. is fan. Yeah. It's like fancy sauce. It's spicy fancy sauce.
Yeah.
It's
I love
delicious.
Sriracha salsa because I'm always complaining about my salsa not having a little bit of a kick in
you
it.
You need a little bit of.
Yeah.
Tapatio is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can never go wrong with Tabasco. Didn't you have an uncle?
Yeah.
That carried around a bottle of Tabasco?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I had an uncle Excellent. Carry around a bottle of Tabasco, and he'd put it on the back of his hand like every, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he'd lick it off.
Really?
That's so weird.
He loved
dude.
It so much. He'd do that. So my brother and I went, really. Have you ever messed around with tobacco? It's got it. What do they call those?
Tabasco.
Like a catch cap or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a drip cap.
Yeah. It's got the little, so it doesn't just all pour out. Yeah. Yeah.
So my brother and I took that drip cap off of his Tabasco one day, and we just kind of sat by the couch watching him. He's watching TV. Finally, he like reaches for his pocket. We're like, yes, dude. Yeah.
He's going to do it.
He opens it. Like half the bottle, dude. What the hell? Where those damn kids at?
I'm Callum.
Yeah, is a guy too. Is he a little intimidating?
Yeah,
he's loud.
You know, and it's interesting because they say spicy food is good for you. It's it's good for it's good for the body. I mean, within reason, of course, of everything. Right. I love spicy food almost to a fault because you know you just sauces. I'm a fan of spicy sauces. Like it's just nothing better than a nice. And I don't like hot for just like when
yeah,
it
not heat, heat
will burn your face like off. Like I don't like that
because we. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you, I got some Carolina Reapers you can
I know. No,
yeah,
I don't. Well,
no
actually.
Thanks. I will die.
I
have a very pale complexion.
he just turns beet red.
Like normal buffalo wings, no problem. I stepped up to hot buffalo wings.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need water.
Get you.
There was one day we were cleaning the studio here. It was cleaning day.
Yeah.
And we were assigned, Brock and I, to the studio. And John Jay was assigned to the studio as well. So he comes in. He's cleaning around the studio. And he sees that I have a bag, which looks like a bag of weed. But it's a bag of Carolina Reapers, hottest pepper in the world.
Yeah.
And he's
not
like,
anymore, I don't think. I don't think it's up there. Anyway, tell your story and I'll look it up.
He's like, what are these? I'm like, oh, that's Carolina Reaper, man. That's the hottest pepper in the world. He's like, I eat hot stuff all the time. I'm like, just so you're going to try it? He's like, yep. And I'm like, dude, put a flake on your finger first. Just, I don't want to be responsible for you dying.
One little, yeah.
And he did. He put like, you know, like you feed fish.
Yeah.
That's basically what he did. Just
like
a pinch.
Just a pinch.
Put it on his tongue and you could see it. And it took like 5 minutes for him to peek. But like every minute you could see him like, oh, okay, all right. Like he was trying to be cocky about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. 2 minute, another goes by. Dude.
Yeah. Whew. It hit him, man. He started sweating.
3 minutes goes by. Dude, guys, I got to go. I think I got to go.
Yeah.
For that 5 minute mark hit and he was gone. He was in his car. He left the studio. He left. He didn't come back for the whole day.
He left.
Saw him the next day. He's like, dude. He's like, I almost puked. You put me to my knees, man. I've never had anything like that before.
And so, see, that I don't like. There's no reason.
What's the point?
You don't need that. Habanero is kind of like the perfect. Like habanero is great because you can do like bought this mango habanero salsa one time, dude. It was fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. Put that on like a fish taco. Delicious.
You know what's great? It's like, you know, red hot or Tabasco on some like egg stuff too. Yeah, like if you mix eggs,
people do that with like their hash browns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a little tortilla wrap, get some eggs, bacon, lettuce, and some Tabasco. Man, you got me hooked. I'll tell you what.
The new hottest pepper is the Smith's Dragon's Breath Chili.
Really? Hotter than the Carolina Reaper, huh?
It is. But I don't know if some guy made this or what.
It's on the Scoville rating.
The hottest peppers in the world are the Komodo Dragon Chili Pepper, Trinidad, the Trinidad Scorpion.
Oh, man.
Naga Viper Pepper, Infinity Chili, Naga Morich.
Infinity Chili.
The Ghost Pepper. Yeah.
Carolina Reaper's not even in there.
No. Oh, here we go. Oh, wait. Scoville. Can you just give me a goddamn answer?
Just Google it.
Oh, wait. Now, hold on. This post is not real. Look at the Guinness Book of Records chart. The Carolina Reaper is still the hottest.
Yeah.
So, can we just get an answer on what the hottest pepper is?
All this fake news out here about hottest peppers.
So, the Naga Viper, popular on the web, it says Naga Viper, number one, Carolina Reaper, number two.
So what, does someone just make up that pepper then?
I don't know. It might be like a personal, like
Now here on this list says Carolina Reaper still. 2.2 million.
Yeah, this is what it says. Top 10 hottest peppers in the world. Carolina Reaper, Trinidad, the Seven Pot Dougla.
Have you ever watched this video of the girls eating that eating the pepper?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's funny how people are so confident, too.
They're like crying. Yeah.
Another thing about that video is... That guy's either off camera, he's making him sign waivers, or he's ballsy.
Are you talking about the girls?
Yeah. Or just there's a guy who walks around like Vegas. He says, hey, I'll give you, what was it, like $50 or something?
Dude, I wouldn't do it
to
for $50.
Eat this pepper. And everybody's like, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it destroys them. They eat the whole pepper, too.
I love spice. I don't like hot for the sake of being hot. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, this pepper, dude, like you watch videos on YouTube, people like literally go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Those girls,
they're like, the mom's like, this is not funny anymore. And I was like, Jesus.
Like she's curled up and like the fetal, like crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like how they name them too, like the Naga Viper. Like, I won't even put that in my mouth.
No. Why? What's the point?
Like,
what's the point?
You know what's funny too about that video? The chicks doing it.
Of course they're in.
They're in like their sports bras.
Sports bras.
One of them's like smoking hot.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you just
you
just
deserve
destroyed.
It. You
yeah,
deserve
it depends
it.
With me. It's either like, yeah, I know what you're trying to do.
I'm going
to
get my boobs out for
I'm
going to
get it. It won't be that hot. It'll be fine. Yeah.
I know what you're trying to do with your body.
Are they 18? I hope so. I think they are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're of age? Because, that one chick is hot.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Give her a pepper. What? Jesus, good God, man. Yeah, and then the Trinidad is the second, but that's still, no. I don't need any.
To the moon, bro.
To the moon. All right, good enough. There you go.
No,
that is, Ghost Pepper's number 7. That used to be the.
Yeah, it used to be number 1.
That used to be number 1 all those years ago. All right, there you go. That'll do it. 5 facts, 5 opinions for a Friday. Don't forget to explore more on the website, wirx.com, where you found the After Show podcast. And, of course, as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right, we'll see you guys next time.